Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Life has a very strange way of distorting our vision and confusing us regarding our values, regarding our worth, what we deem to be worthy, and shifting basically the things that should be held as priorities in terms of the betterment of the society as a whole and the well-being of an individual. Life and the events that take place through the course of history and time, politics especially is, you know, one of the elements that affects this matter the most. The differences in the opinions of people, and mostly the ego, the nafs. The nafs which bends and changes the values to serve its own benefits. It's always been like this from the beginning of time, from the day Qabil decided to murder his brother Habil. It was all because of the nafs, right? And I am saying this because it is this very nafs, this ego, this lower self that we have within us, that has led to many values being changed and many things that were once considered as a value and a merit and a virtue to be brought lower than what they're really worth and replaced by other things. And this happens on an individual scale and on a collective scale as well. It happens sometimes for a person, for a singular human being on a personal level, or it can happen within the context of society. Let's listen to a short story, and then we can further elaborate what we mean by the shifting of values, and we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. A beggar had been sitting by the side of a road for over 30 years. One day a stranger walked by. "Spare some change," mumbled the beggar, mechanically holding out his old baseball cap. "I have nothing to give you," said the stranger. Then he asked, "What's that you are sitting on?" "Nothing," replied the beggar. "Just an old box. I have been sitting on it for as long as I can remember." "Ever looked inside?" asked the stranger. "No," said the beggar. "What's the point? There is nothing in there." "Have a look inside," insisted the stranger. The beggar managed to pry open the lid. With astonishment, disbelief, and elation, he saw that the box was filled with gold. "I am the stranger who has nothing to give you and who is telling you to look inside. Not inside my box, as in the parable, but somewhere even closer inside yourself. But I'm not a beggar, I can hear you say. Those who have not found their true wealth, which is the radiant joy of being and the deep, unshakable peace that comes with it, are beggars. Even if they have great material wealth, they are looking outside for scraps of pleasure and fulfillment, for validation, security, or love, while they have a treasure within that not only includes all those things, but is infinitely greater than anything the world can offer. Now the continuation of this program, Lantern.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Right, so that entire preface that I presented was because I wanted to make a point, basically, right? All these wars and all these oppressions and these bloodsheds and the genocides and the massacres and the racisms and the sexisms and the lies and all the deceptions and all these toxic behaviors we see in the world, even this detrimental treatment of nature, it all comes down to the ego. Me, 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 me. What benefits me? What I like to do? How I can get more rich? How I can have more likes? How I can become more famous, acknowledged, be in the spotlight? It's all because of the ego. Nothing else. Wars and all these politics, no one does it out of selflessness and the really with the intention of improving the world and making it a better place. There's always a gimmick, there's always an agenda. That's why that true goal that we've all been sitting on, which obviously we all have the potential for, because the Quran says alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. We have inculcated it, that self, the soul, the nafs, with its vices and its piety. We've got the dark and the light. We've got the yin and the yang. We've got both sides going on for us. And it's up to us which part of ourselves to encourage and empower and inspire and strengthen. And based on what do we want to define our value? It breaks my heart now that the criterion for value in certain fields of life today has come so low. Sometimes when you read the news and you hear about people flushing their lives away because they weren't happy with their gender, they weren't happy with what they identify themselves with, or weren't happy with. And this false perception that life is all about happiness. I'm not saying happiness isn't important, but it's not the objective. That's not what defines our value. If we learn to be more content, and if we learn to focus our attention and our energy and our potential and our talents and our abilities more on bettering ourselves rather than being happy, we'll find that it's easier for us to be happy. That's really ironic. Anyway, you're valuable and you're worthy no matter what. Whether you choose to be a beggar or you choose to take notice of that treasure within you, but it's up to you what to do with it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.